According to the Black Information Network, Rochester, New York Police Chief LaRon Singletary said in a statement that he was honored to serve the city in upstate New York for 20 years and commended his staff. However, he said the protests and criticism of his handling of the investigation into the March 23rd incident are an attempt to destroy his character and his integrity. Now, this is in a video that you may have seen on social media. Rochester police officers approached Daniel Prude, who was naked, and he initially complied with the officer's orders. Mr. Prude was subsequently seen shouting and spitting, which prompted officers to place a spit bag over his head. It looked like a hood. The officers are then seen pinning Daniel Prude to the ground while the bag is still on his head, and he eventually goes lifeless. The medical examiner said that Prude died from asphyxiation complications.
Wow.
The mayor of Rochester, her name is Ms. Lovely Warren, said the police, the mental health care system, our society, and she said she have all failed Daniel Prude.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Another one, and this happened back in March that they just released.
But the way
they
was leaning on his head.
Yeah. It was just cruel.
It didn't make no sense, man.
Yeah.
It looked inhumane.
Yeah.
It looked just, it reminded us of me, of George Floyd, and how he was killed. And it was around the same, you know, in March. We didn't even know about this, and this is September.
No. Yeah.
It's just
this
coming
is
out. September. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the officers involved, initially, they were suspended with pay, right?
Yes.
But now, I understand they've all quit.
They've all resigned.
Wow.
Yes. They all resigned. Not just the officers, their supervisors are the ones that really, the chief and his officers and ranking supervisors underneath. And they say more are coming with the department. I was reading an article in the New York Times about this situation as well. It's just
sickening. And the president
really
says nothing about it.
No,
and I'm telling y'all, man, for a president to be in this position and do nothing but divide, you can't allow this. And it embraces them. It makes them feel more empowered to do what they want to do. They just do. They've never felt more comfortable. In spite of the Black Lives Matter movement, they're still out here doing what they want to do. And we still get this video footage late so they can build their case up and all this here crap. Just like they're doing with the brother in Wisconsin, trying to come up with it. He had a knife in the car.
Uh-huh.
You had no idea he was going to get a knife in the car.
No, you didn't.
What is we dancing around for? See, killing is killing. If you kill somebody, if you put a spit mask on anybody and they suffocate, you going to go to jail. You, me, everybody else.
You mean just a regular citizen?
Just a
person.
Anybody kill anybody for any reason. Except the police when it comes to killing Black people. I'm going to give you an example. Sadly, the 13-year-old white kid, the autistic kid in Utah, got shot by the police. Watch what happened
today
to this police. Watch. Watch what happened to him. I bet his ass go to jail. I promise you that. You done shot a 13-year-old little white boy and he was autistic? Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to hide this, sweep this under the rug. They're not going to let you.
That was a special,
brutality.
Special needs child. Yeah.
Man, are you kidding me? You killed this boy?
Yeah.
What could you? What else could you have done to subdue him?
Yeah. And our prayers go out to that family for sure. Coming up, we'll have more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll be back at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.